Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My wonderful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Just enjoying our studies on Seek Ye First. Had a great crowd and good to have better weather to work with. Not quite so cold to get out and about, and just a great spirit in our service last night. And we look forward to another great Lord's Day coming up on Sunday. Always good, though, to meet with the family in the middle of the week. And I hope you in your place last night and God gave you what you needed in the middle of the week, that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that it was just what you needed, kind of a shot in the arm right in the middle of the week. I love Wednesday night services. And well, we're back on the radio now and looking forward to what we want to share with you today. It's from Hebrews chapter 6. Interesting portion here that the Apostle Paul writes. And in Hebrews 6, when he comes down to verse number 9, he says, "But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak." That's interesting phraseology there, is it not? Things that accompany salvation. We know that salvation is by faith in Christ alone. For by grace he is saved through faith. That's it. You put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone as your Savior to forgive your sins and to give you the gift of eternal life, and you're saved. Well, what does that mean? Somebody says, well, I'm saved. That's all that matters. Is that all that matters? Well, what about things that accompany salvation? Paul says, I'm persuaded better things of you, things that accompany salvation. Well, what accompanies salvation? What accompanies the gift of eternal life? Well, to help us understand that, we go back to Acts chapter 2 and the beginning of the church in Jerusalem. And that is, of course, the day of Pentecost. And Peter and others have preached a sermon, and folks have believed the gospel. And the Bible says in verse 41 of Acts chapter 2, they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. That's salvation. They were saved. And they believed the gospel. They trusted Christ. And now we'll find out what accompanied their salvation. Well, the first thing we find out is baptism. They gladly received his word, were baptized immediately. Here they were, these believers, baptized the same day, even though there were about 3,000 of them. Later on, you get to Acts chapter 8, there's an Ethiopian eunuch saved in the desert, but he stops the chariot because there's enough water there. He says, what keeps me from getting baptized? And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you can. And he said, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And so they went both down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. When Cornelius and his relatives get saved in Acts chapter 10, they got baptized immediately. When the jailer got saved in Acts 16, the Philippian jailer, in the wee hours of the morning, he and his wife and all the little jailers, they all got saved and they got baptized immediately. You see, baptism is simply obedience to God. It's not salvation. It accompanies salvation. It's obedience to the Lord's command. He told us we're to go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Then baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And then teach them to observe all things which I've commanded you. And listen, the place to teach them is the church. And so you get saved, and then the next step of obedience is baptism. You don't need 12 weeks to learn about it. You don't need a 3-month course, or you don't need to be watched. Listen, that's the next step of obedience to God. And you ought to take that step of obedience and identify yourself in baptism immediately after you're saved. All right? Baptism. What else accompanies salvation? Church membership. Again, Acts 2:41, the Lord added unto them. Well, who's them? That's 120 that had gathered in the upper room. Saved, baptized, added to the church. Dr. R.G. Lee, the great preacher of the sermon Payday Someday, asked, can I be a Christian without joining the church? And he said, well, sure, it's possible. Like being a student who doesn't go to school, a soldier who won't join an army, a citizen who won't pay taxes or vote, a salesman with no customers, an explorer with no base camp, a seaman on a ship without a crew, a businessman on a deserted island, an author without readers, a tuba player without an orchestra, a parent without a family, a football player without a team, a politician who's a hermit, a scientist who doesn't share his findings, or a bee without a hive, end quote. Oh, my friend, no, it's joining with other believers. Get involved in an old-fashioned, Bible-believing, soul-winning, separated Baptist church that accompanies salvation. Listen, you want to be around other believers. The place to grow, the place to learn of Christ, the place to get grounded in your faith is the local church. I've observed it now for 41 years. My friend, when you get saved, when people get saved and they get baptized and they decide, I'm going to be back in church Sunday night, I'm going to be back in church Wednesday night, we'll be back in church next Sunday morning, those folks grow. Those folks get their feet set on the rock and they take off in their Christian life. And so determine you're going to be a part of that church family and you're going to grow in the Lord. Church membership accompanies salvation. Something else that accompanies a desire for the Word of God. The Bible says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. A desire for the Bible. Doctrine is Bible teaching. When I was saved as a young boy, I was baptized, I joined the church, and I had a desire to read the Bible. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:2, we're to desire the sincere milk of the Word that we may grow thereby. I cannot stress the importance of church attendance because you're going to hear Bible teaching and Bible preaching there. That adds Bible doctrine to your life. When you begin to fall away, we call that backsliding. Church attendance falls off and the Bible lays by itself. That doesn't accompany salvation, my friend. There's only one book that was ever written that'll transform your life, and that's the Bible. Other books were written for our information, but the Bible is written for our transformation. Oh, my friend, do you have a desire for the Bible? You have a desire for the Word of God? And then it says in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayer. Breaking of bread was the Lord's table, a table of fellowship. And living as we ought to live, and walking in the light as He's in the light, then we have fellowship one with another that accompanies salvation. Where I want to be around those who love the Lord, because those who love the Lord, well, they'll help me serve the Lord. The problem with trying to have a homosexual lifestyle and claim to be a Christian was it doesn't accompany salvation. The problem with drinking alcohol and claiming to be a Christian is it doesn't accompany salvation. The problem with rock music and claiming Christ, it doesn't accompany salvation. The result of the problem with living an immoral lifestyle and claiming Christ doesn't accompany salvation. Oh, let's get back to just loving God and living for God and hating sin and hating the devil and just being out and out a Christian, an out and out follower of Jesus Christ. You see, we were made to fellowship with God. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, God would come and walk with them in the cool of the day, and their fellowship with God was sweet. And when God came down after they sinned and they disobeyed God's command and listened to the devil, oh, my friend, there was no more fellowship again with God. That sin had broken that fellowship. And listen, Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Not just those who were lost, that which was lost. And that which was lost was the ability of man to fellowship with his God. And through Christ, we restore that. Have you spent time with God this week? And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own, and the joys we share while we tarry there, none other has ever known. Spend time with God. Then notice something else that accompanied salvation was giving. The Bible said all them that believed, verse 44, were together and had all things common. They sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. Because Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Someone said, all money is tainted. It taint mine and it taint yours. It's God's. And that's true. It's God's money, not our money. God's given us all things richly to enjoy. And so we want to make sure that we give. A man sat meditating in his office across from the great First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas. It was during the Great Depression in this country. A visitor entered and saw the man staring out the window and said, you have a lot of money tied up over there, don't you? Yes, sir, was the reply, about $40,000. The other man said, you're probably thinking if you could have that back, you'd keep it. The man replied, "Listen, when the church was being built, you had more money than I, but I put mine in the building and you kept yours. Now we're both broke, but I have something to show for mine. What do you have to show for yours? Who is more broke?" See, what accompanies salvation is a desire to give to the work of God and give to the needs of others. Ephesians 4 says, "We work that we might have to give to him that needs it." We work that we might give, and we give to the work of God. Oh, my friend, the tithe belongs to the Lord, but let's give beyond that. The grace of giving goes well beyond just what's required. We want to give out of love and out of gratefulness for what God has done for us. Here they just met other people's needs, and they gave to the apostles and let them give to where the needs were in the church. Oh, giving, it just goes along with salvation. It changes your giving, and then a burden for others accompanies salvation, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. It's a burden for others. Saul would persecute Christians and find them and arrest them, put them into prison. Oh, but when Paul came to know Jesus as his Savior and he got saved in Acts chapter 9, notice Acts chapter 10. The Bible talks about when Cornelius got, let's back up to Paul. When Paul got saved, then when you go over, I think it's Romans, in Romans chapter 10, it's where Paul said, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is they might be saved." Oh, he said, I want them to know Christ. They have a zeal for God, but it's not according to knowledge. In fact, in chapter 9, he said, "I wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brother and my kinsmen according to the flesh." I want them to be saved. What a difference. When Cornelius cried out to the Lord and wanted to be saved, he immediately got burdened for his relatives and his family and his friends. And once Peter came, he gathered them all together to hear what Peter had to say. There's a burden. I was saved as a young boy. My immediate desire was for my neighbor friends to be saved, the Spicer brothers who were next door. And they came to church and they made professions of faith and were baptized. Well, I had a burden for the lost. That accompanies salvation. No one who's saved and on their way to heaven is willing to go there alone. Oh, I want our loved ones to go. We want others to go along with us. There's a burden for the lost. Are your mom and dad saved? Are your children saved? Is your brother saved? Is your sister saved? My brethren, I'm persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation. What accompanies salvation? Baptism. What accompanies salvation? Church membership. What accompanies salvation? A love for the Bible. What accompanies salvation? Fellowship and prayer. What accompanies salvation? Giving and a burden for the lost. Those who are still lost in sin. Oh, my friend, I'm not just saved. I want those things that accompany salvation as well. I want everyone to know that I love God and that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I want these things that accompany salvation to be in my life. Hope you want them in your life as well. Well, listen, let's make it a great Thursday. Enjoy the warmer weather of January, which I'm sure we will. And then let's come back for the broadcast, Lord willing, tomorrow on Friday, okay? Have a great Thursday, everyone. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.